social problems. Can we blame evolution? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, I know you were once attacked by the liberal group called People for the American Way, and they said you blamed abortion and lawlessness on evolution. Now, do you?
No, of course I don't. In fact, the root cause of social problems is sin, the rebellion against God's word. But you see, in people's minds today, what really justifies this rebellion against God's word? Well, if we're honest, it's evolution in millions of years. Because people have been taught that man evolved from ape-like creatures and also that the Bible's account of origins in Genesis can't be accepted, then they believe they're not responsible to anyone but themselves. This means that ultimately they can do whatever they want. Evolution so permeates our society that more and more people believe that the Bible's not true. Therefore, they don't have to be obedient to God's word. And the more people believe they're just animals in the fight for survival, why shouldn't they justify homosexual behavior, gay marriage, or abortion? Evolutionists themselves actually admit this connection with evolution, abortion, and homosexuality. In the magazine Scientific American, an author admitted that social issues like abortion and homosexuality are in Darwin's beat. You see, there is definitely a connection.
As more people accept evolution, the more they'll believe that gay marriage is okay. How? Read Ken Ham's free booklet on gay marriage when you go to AnswersRadio.com.